When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think Buster needs to kind of un-Farhan this team. And it's not fair. I'm not saying these guys can't be on the team next year, but I mentioned it in the crossover. I think there are three guys who have what I would call kind of the Farhan regime residue. And that's not fair. It's not even bad. But it's just something that I think for fans, for whatever reason, they want to shake free of this kind of a player. It's not a bad player, but it used to be sort of presented to the fans as like the thing that Farhan does. And again, that's not bad. It just can't be your calling card. If your calling card is, hey, look, what I found in the dollar bin, it's something that's worth $3. And I only had to pay a dollar for it. And that's your calling card. That's great. If you can find a $3 player in the dollar bin, that's wonderful. If you then tuck him next to all of the $100 players that are in the middle of your order. But then when you take the $3 player and you literally line up 1 through 4 or 1 through 5 in your batting order with your Yaz and with your Lamont Wade and with your Tyro Estrada, that's a problem. And so I'm not saying these guys can't be on the team, but they cannot be relied on such a level. And I know you said it to me earlier, you're right. They've already started to move the ball down the road on Estrada in those terms. But right field and first base, I'm telling you, I really, and Soto's not happening. So forget that. And I know I threw out like the Bo Bichette acquisition idea before. That works. You could also do a Ha-Sung Kim in free agency. You need a shortstop, a major league shortstop who can either hit or at least hit a little bit, and then also be really reliable over at shortstop. But then, obviously, you're going to need some boppers. And you hope that Bryce Eldridge is everything that you think he can be. You have to create a runway for him while also making first base relevant. That's why, to me, Pete Alonso is in play. Alonso is in play because he can play first base until Eldridge is ready, and then if Eldridge is ready, now Alonso can be your DH. And then, you know, like, why not Teoscar Hernandez in right field?
Yeah.
Like, that's that. You're not getting Juan Soto. But how would you feel about the lineup? Chapman is at third. Bailey's behind the plate. I like Tyler Fitzgerald over in second.
Perfect.
Jung Hoo Lee's in center, and Ramos is in left. If you wanted to do a Teoscar Hernandez flanked by Yaz, if you wanted to do an Alonso flanked by Wade, waiting for Eldridge to come up, all good. All good. A Bichette or a Ha-Sung Kim at shortstop. I think you can, that's a lineup the Giants can play with, and Buster needs to make a big, very non-Farhan feeling type move by January. By January. Before the Niners are done playing football, Buster needs a headline that feels non-Farhan-ish, which is either a big name or just, dude, use some of your minor league players in a trade. You know, I think Doval and Matos, if you want to talk Luciano,
right.
I don't know what the value is anymore. But like those three players,
that for me, if I'm another team, is a buy low value because he's still a young player and he's shown an ability to hit at times. And he's just lost right now. He's lost in the fog. Shout out the great racehorse at Golden Gate Fields, but Luciano does not have a position, and he's not been given, like you say, a clear runway to be a major league player. And I like the names you were throwing out there, and everything that I'm thinking about with Buster Posey now as baseball president of ops is he's looking for everyday players. And Ha-Sung Kim, forget this year where he got hurt, but last year he played 152. The year before, he played 150. That, for me, is the kind of player you're looking at. And he played second and a little bit of third and a lot of short. That, for me, is the kind of guy that Buster Posey and the Giants are looking for. They want to have, of their nine positions, you want to have, you know, forget the pitcher. I guess the DH would be one of the nine, but you want to have six guys who are the guy. Chapman is the guy, and Bailey is the guy, and Ramos is the guy.
Jung-Hoo Lee is the guy.
I think that he's the guy. And Tyler Fitzgerald looks like he could be.
The second baseman.
The guy. So then if you want to add in a Casey Schmidt, who can be utility, and if you want to add in Yaz, who can be your fourth outfielder, Lamont Wade can be first baseman-ish. You get another catcher to back up Bailey. Now you've got a lineup, and you've got a real order that feels like it can go 1 through 9 and turn over.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would even add Schmidt into the group I was talking about.
Trade possibilities.
Yeah, I don't know what the value is. I don't know what people outside the organization are looking at with players down on the farm. Casey Schmidt, to me, I hate doing this. He's such a nice dude. He doesn't look like a major league player to me. He doesn't look like a major league player to me.
He looks like a major league player to me, but he doesn't look like a major league starter.
The question,
he's a major league player, but he's not. I think that he's an everyday starter right now.
I don't see it yet. I really don't. He can't hit, and the question about him was, could he just hit a little bit because he was supposed to be a superstar with the glove? And I would argue he doesn't look like a superstar with the glove either. He's passable. He can play with the glove, but he does not look like the generational glove that we were told that he was. And he swings at flipping everything. For those of you out there that watched Giants baseball this year and said, boy, the situational hitting. He's the worst situational hitter on the team. Like, he would go up there, and if he knew it was a big moment, he would just try to beat the pitcher to the spot. Meaning, I'm going to try to hit the ball in play as quickly as possible before he strikes me out. So he would swing at everything. Absolutely everything. And you can't play Major League Baseball that way. And Casey's now been around for a couple years. So to me, there needed to be more movement from last year to this year with Casey Schmidt than there was.
Well, the beauty of this offseason for Buster Posey is that you've got Yaz, Estrada, Wade, Tyler Rogers. They're all ARB players. And then you've got Luciano and Sable and VR, and Meckler. They're all pre-ARB. So Duvall is an ARB player. You have all these guys who are still under some team control, so you can trade them, and even though their value may not be as high as it was based on their ability, the team control aspect makes them coveted, I think, on the open market.
Let's go to Mac T in Union City real quick on this. Hey, Mac T, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm excited about the Posey thing. He's a great leader. He's a great baseball mind. I think we're very lucky to be in this situation. But historically, athletes have not always been the best executives or coaches. I think Derek Jeter flamed out pretty quickly, and there's a lot of others. Again, I think he projects really well. My concern with him is just, you know, the time commitment. Like, is he going to really want to grind in the office or whatever? Although on second thought, you know, I think about it, if he's like the rest of us and he wants to get away from his family, it might actually be a pretty good fit. So, that's my thought.
Max, thanks. Buster does not strike me as somebody who wants to get away from his family, but I also don't think you need to worry about him putting in the work and putting in the grind. A very smart person who will remain nameless said to me at the press conference just a couple hours ago, one of the beautiful things about Buster Posey taking this job is you can look at what his motivation must be and immediately eliminate all the things you don't want it to be. Buster's not doing this for money.
Nope.
He's not doing this for attention. He's doing it literally for one reason and one reason only. There's only one reason that makes sense.
He wants to fix it.
He cares about Giants baseball to his core. That's it. That's it. That can only be the reason. He cares about Giants baseball even more than you or I do. That's the only reason. And that, like, so
well, that's why he bought a part of the team, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he bought a piece of the team, and now he sees his team that he co-owns. He has a piece of it, and he thinks, you know what? I think I can fix what ails him. I'll do it.
No worries about him putting in the work.
Exactly.
Absolutely none.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.